Earlier this week, the acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director announced that ICE will be dramatically stepping up crackdowns on employers who hire undocumented immigrants. He made the announcement while speaking at the Conservative Heritage Foundation and said he's instructed Homeland Security investigations to exponentially increase worksite enforcement actions next year, it's according to CNN, and the goal is to remove the so-called magnet that draws immigrants to enter the U.S. illegally. But some say this is not sending the right message to the business community. And for more on that, we're joined now by State Representative Tony Rivero, a Republican who represents District 21. Representative, good morning.
Good morning.
So for a number of years in Arizona, we'd heard the phrase employer sanctions. What do you think this sort of announcement means for employers? Should they be worried? Should they be intimidated?
I think they should be worried. I think we should all be worried. And the reality is this is a complex issue. Enforcement is not enough. We need to identify the people who are here in this country illegally, legalize them, and we also have to have a robust guest worker program so that we incentivize people to come here legally.
So the overall message to the business community then is one of you better get ready for this, and do you think that is something that makes them nervous right at this moment?
I think it makes them nervous right at this moment, but at the same time, I think the pressure's on to lobby their members of Congress, to talk to their senators, their congressmen, and urge them that we need a complete solution on immigration. The reason we have these enforcement activities going on is because we haven't addressed the issue of immigration completely, identifying the people who are here and securing our border.
So what is the impact right now, you think, of undocumented immigrants on Arizona's economy, and where would we be if there is this crackdown?
I think it would be hurtful to the economy. I don't know to what extent, but what I have been advocating for the last 8 years in my position as an elected official is legal immigration is good for the economy. They contribute, they work in this country. And I think immigration, if we do it legally, enhances our economy, it creates jobs, because one of the confusions out there is, well, that immigrants are taking the jobs of Americans. Well, the reality is if you have an illegal immigrant coming to this country who's going to work, is going to participate in our economy, they're going to buy a vehicle, they're going to buy clothes, this means jobs in different sectors of the economy.
So what sort of period are we in right now, then? And I'm going to talk specifically to you as a Republican with what the Republican Party is doing, because there are a number of Republicans who do advocate for an expanded guest worker program, as you do, and then there are others who come from more the Attorney General Jeff Sessions side of things.
I side on the side of finding once and for all solution to this problem, addressing our issue at the border, addressing the people who are here illegally. And one of the aspects that's not discussed is how do we secure the border? I believe the way you do it is with enforcement at the border, but also having a robust guest worker program. This way you incentivize people to come to this country legally. The problem is we have this disagreement, not only amongst Republicans, but on both sides of the aisle. We need to put the politics aside and solve this issue once and for all.
Let me ask you a specific question about E-Verify. Arizona businesses are already required to comply with it, and that checks on employees' immigration status with government records. The Trump administration says it would like to see E-Verify expanded nationwide. Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea, and the reason for that is we continue to focus on enforcement when this issue is more complex than enforcement. We do need enforcement, but it needs to be coupled with the legalization of people who are here working hard, who are behaving, who are following our law.
Representative, finally, are there enough obstacles in the way for businesses to not hire undocumented immigrants the way things are set up now? Certainly, as you've said, you'd like to see something broader and something more comprehensive. But as we at the stage we are right now, do employers, are they able to get away with, frankly, too much?
I don't believe so. And, I talk to the farmers and I talk to leaders in our business community. There are several segments in our community, in our economic community, where they simply can't hire enough workers. And I think we can address that by increasing legal immigration.
Tony Rivero is a state representative, Republican, who represents District 21. Representative, thanks for the time this morning.
No problem. Thank you, sir.